After supper, when it was too dark to be seen, Wes went out on the front porch and sat on the steps. Nathan got up and followed, leaving Molly Harrell glaring at him. He said nothing, taking a seat at the other end of the steps. If there was a conversation, Wes would have to begin it.
How well do you know Harley Stafford?
Yeah, pretty well. We were in the war together. After that, I lost track of him until I found him again in Deadwood, Dakota territory.
That's where Hickok got killed.
Yes, I was there. Wild Bill was a friend of mine.
I read about him. I wondered if any of it was true.
Probably not. He liked to laugh, to drink, and to gamble. In Denver, after a saloon fight, I spent the night in jail with him.
Is it true that Jesse James was shot from behind by a member of his own gang?
It's true. Robert Ford did it for the reward.
Whatever Jesse James was, Robert Ford is still a coward. What became of him?
He's looked on with contempt everywhere he goes. I hear he's on tour with a stage company, telling how he shot Jesse James, but it's not working out. He's been run off the stage just about everywhere.
I read the newspaper stories about Ben Thompson and King Fisher being ambushed. Did you know either of them?
I knew them both. I spent the day with them in Austin the day before they were killed.
Nobody went after their killers?
I was there the next day, but there was no evidence.
But you did try.
Yes, I tried.
Man never has enough friends.
I agree. Most of mine are dead.
But you have a dog. I've seen Granny feeding him.
Well, that's empty. His daddy was Cotton Blossom, a blue tick hound from Virginia.
As though on cue, Empty trotted up the steps and sat down between them. Nathan lunged at Wes and the two of them went off the steps together. Despite his poor position, Nathan came up with his Colt. Wes came up as well. As quickly as it had begun, it was all over. Empty had taken refuge in the shadows of the porch, and he trotted down the steps.
They're gone, or they're dead. Otherwise, Empty would warn us.
He saved us. But how did you know?
That was his somebody's out there with a gun growl. He saved me more times than I can remember. Come daylight, we'll go out there and look around.